Alright, good evening everyone. How many of you believe that, yes, this is a church, but we can have fun and we can enjoy, you know, our youth service? Can you say amen? You know, those are the people, our volunteers, our dancers, really, they're not here to just to perform, but really to, the main point of what we're doing in everything that we do here is that we want to honor God. We want to let the people know that Jesus Christ is the center of everything that we do here in our youth service every Friday. Okay, kahit saan man tayo pumunta, kaya nga, we honor God and we make disciples. Okay? And we are continuing our series. We call it Toxic. Okay? Sino sa inyo dito, you were here last week when we talked about toxic thoughts. Of course, we started with you know, ano ba yung mga toxic thoughts? Toxic, negative thoughts. Okay, fearful thoughts, discontented thoughts, and critical thoughts. Okay? And right now, we'll be opening up another topic, which is toxic also, but toxic emotions. Okay? Then I hope that you will stay with us for the next 2 weeks, because for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be exciting. We'll be talking about toxic relationship next week. And then toxic belief on the following week, okay? Now, let me just define once again what toxic means. Toxic means anything that is that contains poisonous material, capable of causing sickness or even death. Okay, that's our definition of our series toxic. So anything na alam mo yon that would somehow poisoning you. In terms of your thinking, the way you handle your emotions, okay? If something that is wrong, somehow nagiging paranoid ka, toxic ka, alam mo yun, something's wrong, it's bothering you, okay? You're not comfortable anymore. There's inconvenience once we have this toxic, okay? Once we are toxicated. Now, to let you see or know what really means about this word toxic. You know, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, if there's anything that's bothering you or something that you were contaminated, somehow magbabago ka. Somehow there will be a shift of who you are right now and what you will be. Okay, in the next coming days. Now, just to let you, just to show you how this toxic really is all about. Okay. We want to show you this video. Can we just turn off the lights and watch this video?
Con los
That's toxic. Ito nyo naman, una, one fine day, di ba? Tapos, syempre, intoxicated na infiltrate na kung ano-anong germs. Kaya ganun na nangyari, naging toxic na. Well, kung hindi nyo po alam, yung unang, alam mo yun, yung nagsasayaw, nagwawala doon. Well, nakamask ya. Pero, bro, hindi mo na siut yung suot mo kahapon, ha? Okay. Well, that's, tago na lang natin sa pangalang Kuya Ryan. Yun, nagwawala kanina doon. Okay, again, it's very interesting topic for us to really talk about. This is toxic emotions. Before we move on, can we just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be with us? Holy Spirit, we thank you that indeed you are here with us in our midst, Lord. God, I pray that you will open our hearts, Lord, whatever emotions, Lord God, that we are having right now, that might be, Lord God, that might be disappointments, or maybe we're happy, Lord God, there's joy in our hearts, Lord God. I pray that may everything, Lord God, be submitted to your will. And I pray, God, that you will reveal Jesus in our midst today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let me start with this. I was searching in the internet since we're talking about toxic emotions. Because really, when we talk about emotions, there are so many. There are envy, insecurities, hatred, anger, and everything. Okay? And but I felt like, I believe that, you know, of all these toxic emotions, I believe in my heart that it is important for us to talk about one single thing that really the basis of every emotions that we have. Maybe all the negative emotions that we have. In fact, there's a quote, okay, there are quotes that I want to show you about being bitter. You know, as we talk about toxic emotions, okay, I want to zero in the topic of bitterness and unforgiveness. Okay, yes, there are so many, but I believe that every one of us here, all the students right here in this place, that is represented in this place, this is one of the most, I could say, really strong topic for all of us about unforgiveness and bitterness. And some of the quotes that I searched about bitterness, okay? I'd like to ask muna, sino sa inyo dito may kakilala ka na bitter? Okay? Parang lahat galit, laging galit, okay? Ikaw talaga, ang dami ah. O, sino sa inyo dito, hindi lang kakilala, sino sa inyo dito, katabi mo mukhang bitter? Ang dami, lalong dumami. Okay. Okay, sino sa inyo dito, yung katabi mo, amoy? De, balat sibuyas, di ba? So, yung iba, baka amoy sibuyas na. Alright, some of the quotes that I want to show you today, ito yung mga tinatawag na bitter quotes. First one, first quote, sabi nga nung bitter siya, go to hell? Okay, see you there. Parang, galit sa akin to, go to hell? O sige, kala mo ha, kita din tayo doon. Mas mukha ka pang hell sa akin. Okay. Another quote, another bitter quote is this, sa dinami-dami ng laruan sa mundo, puso ko pa napili mo talaga naman. Ginawa mo sa akin yan? Hindi ako papayag, bitter ako, galit ako. Sa dinami-dami, hindi ba pwedeng, huwag mong paglaruan ang puso ko? Aksama. O ito ba, another quote, another bitter quote is that, sinasayang mo yung oras mo, kakahabol sa taong walang alam gawin, kundi saktan ka. Na hindi mo napapansin yung taong handang gawin ang lahat, mapasaya ka lang. May ganun ba? Tama ba? Di ba parang, habol ka ng habol. Ayaw naman sa'yo. Eh, yung pala, meron, kaya, sama ng loob mo na, di ba? Iniiwan ka ng iniiwan. Hindi lang yan, meron pa yan. Meron pang bitter quote. Okay? Sabi dito, kailangan ba pag nanliligaw tapos hindi sinagot, kailangan talagang isumbat sa'yo lahat ng effort? Girls, meron na bang ganun sa inyo? Sinumbat sa inyo? Alam mo ba na hindi ako umuwi ng maga sa amin para lang sunduin kita? Na-late na ako, pinagalitan ako ng parents ko. Alam mo ba yung pambaon ko, yung allowance ko, binili ko lang bulaklak para lang ibigay sa'yo, tapos babastedin mo lang ako? How dare you? Diba? Don't do that to me, ha? Don't do that to me! Don't do that to me! Bastedin mo sila, pero ako, don't do that to me! Meron ba? Meron ba? Sabi nga naman, it's not that I hate you, but if you were on fire and I have a glass of water, I drink it in front of you. Yung iba, hindi na-gets yan. Mamaya, boom, sisink in yan. Diba? Kung nasusunog ka raw, diba? Tapos ako, meron akong isang basong tubig, hindi ko bubuhusan yan para mamatay yung sunog. Hayaan kita masunog, iinumin ko yung tubig. Bitter talaga, diba? Sama ng loob. Meron ba? Another bitter quote, hindi naman ako nanghihinayang sa nakaraan. Nanghihinayang ako sa oras na nasayang at sa maling tao ko pa na ilaan. Grabe naman yun. Bitter, ayun no, may hashtag pa, oh, bitter. Okay? Grabe. Talaga, meron pa ba? Meron ba? Wala na? Okay. So those are some of the bitter quotes. Okay, and somehow, sometimes, you know, nagiging balat sibuyas tayo. And sometimes because of what people did to us, sometimes people who offended us, people who hurt us, people who told something that is really, you would say, hindi naman ako yun ah, bakit mo ako sinabihan ng ganon? Okay? And I believe that we all have emotions. Sino sa inyo dito, yung katabi mo, mukhang may emotion naman kahit papano. Diba? We all have emotions. Okay? And I want to submit to you today, tonight, that those emotions are there to stay. They are here to stay with us, those emotions. In fact, I believe in my heart that one of the goals that we have right now, especially young people today, is really to have emotional stability. We want to be stable. Diba kapag nagkaroon ka ng boyfriend, gusto mo stable lang, ayaw mo ng away, ayaw mo ng breakups, ayaw mo ng cool offs, ayaw mo ng basta you want to be stable. Okay, that's our goal. And in fact, you know, today I want to tell you that we should seek God and learn from Him how to really really ask God how we could manage our emotions more than we allow emotions to manage us. Okay? Because it's something's wrong when we allow our emotions to manage us. In fact, lalo na kapag ka galit ka, may unforgiveness, may bitterness. Okay? Like what I've said, emotions, it is so broad. We can talk about so many things, envy, worries, okay, hatred. But I want to zero in with this topic, bitterness and unforgiveness. You know, if you are familiar with an iPhone, of course, I know, I believe. Diba? Kahit wala tayo, but we're familiar. iPhones or iPads. You know, we can download apps. Am I right? Diba? Pag may iPhone ka, or any smartphones, you can download apps in App Store. Okay? And then, this topic, bitterness and unforgiveness, is not really like an app. Okay, kasi yung app, i-download mo, tapos pwede mong tanggalin. Diba? Halimbawa, magda-download ka ng, Instagram, pwede mong i-download yan as a one of your apps, or Facebook, or Twitter, madadownload mo yung mga yan. Okay? But, those are like, worries, yung mga apps na yon, envy, insecurities, yun yung mga apps. But bitterness and unforgiveness is like an operating system. Without this operating system, you can never download those apps. Because it's very important for you to have an operating system. Are you getting this? Kaya itong bitterness and unforgiveness, actually the basis of everything. Kaya ka nagagalit, kaya tayo naiinggit, kaya may insecurities tayo, simply because of this. There's bitterness and unforgiveness. This is how the rest it runs. And tonight, I proclaim that in the name of Jesus, that most of us here, all of us here, if I could say, when we put everything on the cross, when we put our will by the grace of Jesus, we will be set free and we will have the liberty from these toxic emotions that we're talking about, bitterness and unforgiveness. And as we talk about this, I believe that some of us here, many of us here, kaya ka bitter kasi, di ba, hindi mo pa rin makalimutan yung elementary ka, high school ka na, yun ang bully sa'yo. Binubuli ka, pagpapasok ka, grabe, sobra, yung self-esteem mo, yung moral mo, ang baba, ayaw mo na, sasabihin mo sa nanay mo, nay, ayaw ko nang pumasok, grabe, mga classmate ko, yayariin na naman ako. Hanggang ngayon, bitter ka, hindi mo makalimutan yung classmate mo na yun, talagang pinuput down ka lagi, pagkapasok mo, kinukutusan ka, konyat, Diba, lahat ginagawa sa'yo, kinukuhanan ka ng papel, kung ano-ano, nilalagyan ng chewing gum yung upuan mo, lahat. And somehow you still remember that person. And every time that you remember that person, your classmate, there's bitterness, there's unforgiveness. And some of us here, the reality is, maybe bitter ka until now kasi iniwan kayo ng tatay mo. Because your father left for abroad then all of a sudden, you grew up. You were raised up by your mom. At nakita mo kung paano nahirapan yung nanay mo, nahirapan magtrabaho, nahirapan na, alam mo yun, maglinis, mag-alaga sa inyong magkakapatid, tatlo kayo, lima kayo, I don't know. And all those years, nakikita mo nahirapan yung, asan ba tong tatay kong to? Ba't hindi kami sinusustentuhan, hindi nagbabayad ng tuition fee namin, nandun sa abroad, nagtatrabaho, meron ng ibang asawa. And somehow, there's bitterness. And we don't want to forgive our father or maybe our moms. And some of us here, maybe you are still bitter until now, or maybe there's still unforgiveness kasi iniwan ka ng boyfriend mo. Pinagpalit ka sa hindi naman kagandahan. Mas maganda naman akong di hamak sa kanya. Or iniwan ka ng girlfriend mo, iniwan ka ng boyfriend mo, and until now, ang sama pa rin ang loob mo. Nakuha niya pang i-post, I love you? Hindi niya ba alam na friends pa rin kami? Nababasa ko pa rin yung post niya? Bitter ka, sama ng loob mo. Or maybe, some of you here, you're still bitter because of napahiya ka ng teacher mo. Andun pa naman yung crush mo, pinahiya ka ng teacher mo. Ngayon, pagka lumalabas ka na kayo ng classroom, parang wala ka na mukhang maipakita sa crush mo kasi hiyang-hiya ka na eh. I remember there was one time tinanong ako ng mga anak ko, Dad, what's the most unforgettable experience that you had during your elementary days? Hindi na ako nagdalawang isip, isa lang talaga naisip ko. When I was in grade 3, sabi ko sa kanila, meron akong teacher na hindi ko talaga makalimutan. Grade 3 ako. I was about 7 years old, 8 years old by that time. Grade 3. Meron akong teacher na sobrang war freak talaga, terror talaga, galit na galit talaga. Alam mo yung pagka lumampas lang ako ng kulay sa linya, konting-konti lang, naku, may parusa na agad ako noon. And the reason hindi ko makalimutan yon, and somehow there's bitterness and unforgiveness, is every time I will do something wrong, I will make a mistake, she would ask me to stand up, then she would tell me to go in front of the class. And during that time, mga 30-40 kami, public school, ang dami namin. Eh, may crush ako during that time. Imagine, 7 years old, nagka-crush, ha? So, pinapapunta ako sa harap ng teacher ko na yon. Section 1 ako noon eh. Grade 3 ako. Yes. So, pinapapunta ako lagi sa harap. Pagka nagkamali ako, alam niyo ang gagawin ng teacher kong yon? Ako lang mag-isa. Lahat sila nandyan. May hawak siyang pat-pat. And the worst thing is, huubaran niya ako. Takagal. Sanctified imagination. And that is so humiliating. That is so humiliating. Imagine that. I was 7 years old during that time. And still, every time I remember, somehow, grabe yung teacher. Talagang yun lang, sa lahat ng teacher ko, siya lang ang hindi ko makalimutan talaga. Why? I realized because there's bitterness. There's still unforgiveness. But I thank God, by the grace of Jesus, because of the cross, I was able to forgive that teacher. I was able to release forgiveness. I don't have to harbor or nurture any guilt or any bitterness, any hatred or anger in my heart. But I want to release that forgiveness. Maybe some of us are like here today, are like that today, tonight, that we don't want to release forgiveness. And as we move, if you have your Bible with you, would you open your Bible in the book of Romans, chapter 12? We're going to read from verse 17 to 21. Okay? I hope that you guys have your Bible so that, hindi tayo naikitingin or dito lang sa screen. But nevertheless, we have a big screen. You can read with me. Verse 17 from chapter 12 of Romans. It says there that do not repay, okay, anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. In verse 18, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And then in verse 19, do not take revenge. For the second time, the Apostle Paul mentioned, do not. Okay? Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. And then in verse 20, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Think about that. Sabi ni Lord, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Oh yes, Lord, pakakain ko siya sa pating. Sabi mo eh. Galit ako eh, sasabihin mo, feed him. It's crazy, okay? And if he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Fine, Lord, I'll give him a drink. Lagyan ko ng cyanide, lason. Oh. Inumin mo yan. Mamatay ka na lang dyan. Diba? In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. And then last verse, for the third time, the Apostle Paul mentioned again, do not overcome evil by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, that is really interesting. And to tell you honestly, when I was preparing this message, I'm struggling a bit. Somehow, I don't know what to say. Somehow, you know, I don't know what to really teach or preach about this word forgiveness. Because I realize that, you know, when we talk about forgiveness, I can give you 3 ways how to forgive. I can give you 98 truths about forgiveness. But somehow I'm struggling if I'm gonna do that tonight. Why? Because whether we like it or not, when we were offended, it is not so easy to forgive. And you are here, standing there in front of me, you will tell me to forgive those who offended me. What about, how if there are people, or maybe yung mga babae, who got raped, molested, abused? It's so easy for you to say about forgiveness and tell me what forgiveness is all about. But you don't experience that, you don't know what you're talking about. How about those people? How about those young ladies who got molested, raped, and abused? Now you will tell me to forgive those people who did that, or maybe who did that to me. You will tell me just that's so easy to forgive that person. You don't know how I suffered. You don't know how I was violated. And then here you are, you would just tell me, okay, this is the word of the Lord. It sounds cute. It seems like it's a cute message. It's a cute preaching. Yes, I know Jesus. I know that Jesus Christ died for me on the cross so that I will forgive. But the reality is, I'm not Jesus. Somebody offended me, I'm hurt. I got hurt. That's why I'll be bitter. I'll have unforgiveness. And some of us here, you know, like what I've said, you have a father. That's why, you know, that's why I'm struggling with this topic, forgiveness, because I myself, every time, you know, during my yung bago pa lang akong Kristiyano, okay, honestly, I'm having a hard time every time I hear a preacher talks about forgiveness. Because for me, during that time, I feel so, it sounds too weak. It feels like, okay, I'm listening to that message, but it seems like you are telling me to be a martyr. You are telling me na maging api-apihan ako. Okay, vinayulate ako, sinaktan yung puso ko, babaon ako at dudurugin kita. Hindi pwedeng ganyan lang yan, gagantihan kita. That's why every time I hear a preacher preach about forgiveness, somehow, parang, ganun ba yun? Ganun na lang kadali yun? That's easy for you to say. How about those children na yun nga iniwan ng tatay? Then yung tatay may kinasamang iba. Or maybe yung nanay, pinagpalit kami sa iba. Do you think that is so easy for us to forgive, for me to forgive my dad, for me to forgive my mom? Or sometimes, hindi lang dahil bitter ka kasi iniwan ka ng tatay mo or nanay mo. Baka bitter ka dahil ngayon kasama mo yung tatay mo o nanay mo. Pero every time that you go home, minumura ka, sinasaktan ka, as if like, this time, itong situation na to, gusto mo wala na lang siya. Gusto mo magkaiwalay na lang kayo. Because you're bitter. Because there's unforgiveness in our very hearts. Or some of you here, you know, again, your boyfriend left you. You know, you loved him so much to the point that you gave everything, as in everything. You gave everything anyway. Wala ka nang tinira sa sarili mo. Binigay mo na lahat. Why? Because you love that person. But all of a sudden, meron siyang girlfriend na bago. Then nakikita mo, everyday, lagi mo nakikita. Then you will tell me to forgive my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend. How dare you tell me that word forgiveness? He hurt me. You don't know how he violated me. You don't know how he caused pain in my heart. And sometimes, you know, yung iba, classmates natin, hanggang ngayon, di natin makalimutan kung anong ginawa sa atin. Maybe yung kaibigan natin, or maybe family members natin. But you know what? The scripture is telling us that don't take revenge. For it is mine to avenge. I will repay. Okay? Yes, I was struggling with this, you know, how I could throw this to you, how I could share this to you. But at the same time, I was confronted with the truth of the gospel. At the same time, when I was studying this message, this scripture, I was confronted with the truth that indeed, it's only by the message of the gospel that we can all forgive. I cannot give you, I'm telling you, if you want to hear practical ways how to forgive, this is it. If you want to forgive, I'm going to tell you, you go ahead and find that person who hurt you, who caused pain to you, and tell him or tell her, you know what, I want to release you, I want to forgive you whatever you have done. That is so practical. Para sabihin mo lang na mag-forgive ka. Or, I would tell you tonight, if you're not yet part of any of our victory groups, I will tell you, be part of one because through your victory group, those people will help you somehow. Will help you how to make right decision, how to manage your emotion, and how to really believe God, you know, to overcome those toxic emotions, that is bitterness and unforgiveness. But at the same time, I was confronted with the truth of the gospel because the Bible says, yung binasa natin, do not repay evil with evil. Huwag mong suklian ng kasamaan kung ano yung ginawa sa'yo. Okay? Diba? Huwag mo na suklian. Minura ka, mumurahin din kita. Binaboy mo ko, bababuyin din kita. Inutangan mo ko, uutangan din kita. And it feels like somehow, you know, somehow because we were offended, because we were violated, that's why ang tendency natin to repay evil with evil. But you know what? This is very powerful. In fact, this is not a suggestion. When you read the word do not, it's not a suggestion. It's not about Apostle Paul saying, okay, you know what? Why don't you think about it? Why don't you just reconsider, okay? Not to repay him evil with evil. Not to, you know, do something. Also, sinaktan ka niya, pwede bang pag-isipan mo? No, it's not a suggestion, but it's actually he's saying, do not repay evil with evil. You know, sometimes when we hear that word, it's hard for us. because of the scars, because of the pain that we've done, okay, that somebody or someone did to us. And sometimes I'm also struggling with this. But you know what? I believe in my heart that I'm here. God sent me here just to tell you that indeed, there's a message about the gospel, about forgiveness. And I want to tell you today that, you know, the very word that really how God dealt with me, and really I believe that how God will deal with you today when we talk about forgiveness. Because the enemy wants to snatch this word, forgiveness. And the enemy, the devil would always tell you, you know what? You know, sinaktan ka niya. I don't think it's for you to forgive that person. You know, it will take some time. But I think you need to do something about it. Huwag mong hayaan na ganyan lang. The enemy will try to put lies in your heart, in your emotion, that you have to get even. Kailangan patas kayo. Brad, huwag mong hayaan yan. Ginawa niya sa'yo yan, gawin mo rin sa kanya yan. The enemy will try to put lies on your heart, on your emotions, on your mind. But you know what? Today, let me just submit to you that forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling. It's never a feeling. It's all about decision. Because if it's only a feeling, I'm telling you, marami sa atin dito, tsaka na. Pagka feeling ko, pagka naghilom na yung sugat na ginawa sa akin ng tatay ko, siguro pagka nakalimutan ko na, pagka hindi ko na nararamdaman every time na ikita ko tong boyfriend ko na to na alam mo yun, binitray ako. Tsaka na kapag hindi ko na nakikita tong taon to na nanakit sa akin, nagbully sa akin. It's never a feeling. It's all about decision. What if tumanda ka na, hindi mo pa mahanap yung feeling na yun na magpatawad? Uugod-ugod ka na, mamamatay na lang tayo. Hindi pa rin tayo nagpapatawad. Because it's never a feeling. It's all about making decision. It's all about you trusting Jesus that indeed Jesus Christ did everything. All the pains, all the hatred, all the anger, bitterness, unforgiveness were nailed down right there on the cross so that we could release forgiveness. So that we could see that person, you know what, I forgive you. Because it's a decision. And we are not saying, we are not pretending na grabe, parang it's hindi naman ganun kalaki talaga yung ginawa niya sa akin eh. We are not pretending. In fact, the word of the Lord says that it is evil. Do not repay evil. It means to say it is something that is so serious na ginawa sa'yo. Okay? But you know what? Let me just submit to you that forgiveness in verse 18. Can we just show that? If it's possible, as it depends on you, live in peace with everyone. If it's possible. And I want to tell you today that sometimes the greatest step of forgiveness is separation. And ladies, if you are here today, you have a boyfriend who is beating you up. Boyfriend mo palang, sinasabunutan ka, sinasaktan ka, sinasampal ka. May nakita ako sa YouTube. Grabe, may knuckles pa. I don't know if you've watched that. May knuckles pa, talagang parang lalaki lang yung sinusuntok niya. Oh. Gusto kong basagin yun. Pag nakita kita, gugulpihin din kita. Praise God, hindi ako ganun. But you know what? If you are a lady, and you have a boyfriend, you have a boyfriend who's mistreating you, I'm telling you, you can forgive that person when he's behind the prison. You can forgive that person. Because sometimes, the greatest step of forgiveness is separation. Because it says there that, you know, live in peace. Live at peace with everyone. Okay? It doesn't mean na kapag ka hindi, pagka finorgive mo, kailangan lagi pa rin kayo magkasama. No, not at all times. Somehow, you have to be separated. Because you have to live at peace with everyone. Paano kung kasama mo naman, finorgive mo, ganun pa rin. Hindi ka pa rin at peace. Wala ka pa rin peace kung laging ginagawa sa'yo yun. But forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling. Also, forgiveness is a strength, not a weakness. You know, I realize that forgiveness is never a weakness. Forgiveness is not about waving, you know, a white flag na sinasabi mo, surrender na ako, sige, I will forgive you, wala na akong magagawa, sige, gagawin ko na to. You know, it's never a weakness. And maybe you are here today, all your life, you thought that forgiving others is like a weakness. Parang sinasabi mo na, wala, mahina ka pala eh. Bibigay ka rin pala eh. Dapat hintayin mo na humingi ng tawad sa iyo yung taong yan. I don't think so. You know, if you want to forgive someone, you don't need to wait for him to ask for their forgiveness. Because it will start in your heart. It will be a strength from you to forgive even though they're not asking for forgiveness. Because in effect, the longer you hold them in captivity, I'm telling you, pagka lagi mong nasa puso yon, the longer you hold them in you held them in captivity, every day it's like you are letting them to cause pain and hurt in your heart every day. Yung alam mo yung tipong galit na galit ka sa taong yun, pero siya nag-enjoy sa buhay niya. Ikaw talagang, bago ang matulog, talaga sama-sama ng loob mo, ang pinapahirapan mo yung sarili mo. Hindi yung isang tao na sa tingin mo nag-cause ng pain or hurt sa'yo. There's a quote of one man, I forgot his name, but he said that unforgiveness is like eating rat poison and expecting another person to die. Alam mo yung rat, you mean yung pampatay ng daga pag kinain? Yun daw yung parang tao na kumain ng rat poison, then hihintayin din yung iba na mamatay. I want to give you a very deep illustration today. I hope you hold on to your chairs because it's so deep. It will blow your mind away. How many of you knows the game Angry Birds? It's so deep, I'm telling you. Malalim to. Kaya sabi ko, umawa kayo sa mga sila nyo, malalim tong illustration na to. Sino sa inyo dito nakakaalam ng game na Angry Birds? Would you raise up your hands? Okay. Sino sa inyo dito, alam nyo, pero hindi nyo pa nalaro ang Angry Birds? Meron? Oh, sino sa inyo dito, hindi nyo alam yung Angry Birds? May Angry Birds pala? Talaga? Seryoso? Meron? Sige, taas mo lang kamay mo. Meron? Oh, buti na lang wala. Kasi nakakahiya kayo, di ba? You know, itong Angry Birds, itong game na to, I don't know if you know this, the reason why this bird is so angry, kasi yung mga pigs, ninakaw yung egg niya. Or laro lang kayo ng laro, hindi nyo alam yon. Kaya niya hinahabol yung mga pigs, kasi ninakaw ng mga pigs yung eggs niya. Now, yung game na to is like, you're gonna pull that bird, that angry bird, kaya nga ganun, di ba? Angry bird. And di ba, ginaganong-ganong mo, saan ba tatama ito? Yan. Ang goal mo is ma-hit yung bahay na yon or bumagsak yung mga pigs. Okay? Now, I want you to notice this. This is so deep. Pagka hinila mo tong Angry Birds na to, then tumama dun sa mga pigs, what will happen to the Angry Birds? The Angry Birds would roll down and eventually, mamamatay din. Isn't it like, it is like you and me who's having that bitterness all over, that unforgiveness, you know what, gagantian kita, I'm gonna pull myself, talagang bebuelo ko, yayariin kita, hahabulin kita, I'm gonna pin you down, then this is the time that you're gonna release yourself, then all of a sudden, you yourself will die. Why? Because it's us that we're killing. It's not them. Because of that unforgiveness, because of that bitterness, that will cause our very own life, our very own self, to die inside. I'm telling you, that's deep. But it makes sense. Amen. It makes sense. Sometimes, somehow, meron tayo dito mga estudyante. Galit na galit ka sa tatay mo, sa nanay mo, or anyone na nakasakit sa'yo. May bitterness gusto mong gantihan. But you are just like an ordinary angry bird that at the end of it, you yourself, you're destroying yourself because of that unforgiveness and bitterness. Forgiveness is an offensive weapon, not a passive reaction. In fact, in verse 21, it says there that, can we just read that? In verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, if someone offended you, you know, I hope that, you know, somehow you're burning in anger. If someone offended you, hurt you, I hope that you know what's the right weapon to tell that person or gamitin mo or gawin mo dun sa taong yon. You know, growing up, we have this game, rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Bato, bato, pick. Bato, bato, pick. Maybe some of you here, hindi nyo na alam yon. Because you are living in a so high-tech generation today. As in, ganun na lang kayo. Pero kami, laro namin yon, bato, bato, pick. Rock, paper, scissors. And you know, if you are still using scissors, 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 habang yung kalaban mo keeps on using rock, 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 who do you think's winning? Ikaw o yung kalaban mo? Yung kalaban mo. Why? Because you're using still scissors. You don't have any strategies. You don't have any techniques. But you know what? I want to tell you today that forgiveness is an offensive weapon. You don't have to settle down with scissors, but you have to change your strategy. What if, yes, you're rock, but I'm going to be a paper this time. Who do you think will win? It's you. And it's not just about who will win, but it's about knowing how to overcome that unforgiveness and bitterness in our hearts. Because forgiveness, it's so easy. I cannot give you, I can give you so many ways how to forgive, but you know what? Forgiveness is so easy. Forgiving others, just like, it's smarter. It's, you know, it's a better technique. Para ikaw hindi mo sinasaktan yung sarili mo din. Kasi habang galit ka doon sa tatay mo, na may kasamang iba, yung sa nanay mo na may kasamang iba, habang galit na galit ka sa teacher mo na pinahiya ka, hindi mo makalimutan. Habang galit na galit ka doon sa classmates mo na binubuli ka, habang galit na galit ka sa boyfriend mo, sa girlfriend mo, you know, there's a better technique. All you have to do is just to release forgiveness. Yeah, you're right. So easy for you to say. Yes, it's that so easy. Just have to forgive. Because the Bible says in verse 21 again, it says there that do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I want to tell you this, that when we don't forgive, pag hindi tayo nagpatawad, we are actually taking away the rights of the cross of Christ to avenge us. Because we ourselves are having this hatred, bitterness, habang hindi natin nire-release kay Lord yan, we are actually telling Jesus, Lord, what you did on the cross is not enough. Because I will still, you know, run after this person who hurt me. But how many of you believe that everything that Jesus Christ had done on the cross, all those emotions, all those toxic emotions, the pain, the hurts, insecurities, hatred, whatever, it was nailed down on the cross of Christ. You know, I had the privilege to talk to this lady, even through over the phone. I never yet talked to her in person, just through the phone. And this lady was so, last year, I believe every one of us here knows, not even a single person doesn't know what happened last year about this YouTube sensation, about this lady. you know, this lady was condemned. This maybe there were people who hurt her. And I'm just glad I realized na I never used it as my illustration, that thing, I'm a liar. I don't think you heard me say that here, because I don't have any intention to ignite the fire. But you know, I happened to talk to this lady. You know, I was asking her, how would you feel? You know, she was telling me a story. But you know, if I'm in her place, sino sa inyo dito, honestly, nagalit ka na sa buhay mo? Thank you. Yung iba, perfect. Praise God. Perfect kayo. Baka kunin kayo ni Lord. You know, nagagalit tayo. And somehow, pag nagalit ka, you know, sumisigaw ka. It's somehow normal. But you know what happened during that time? Last year, it was a sensation. There was someone who took a video of her. And even the whole world knows it already. Inispo pa nga eh. Bubble gum, banana split, even sa ibang bansa, inispo. And this woman was so humiliated. If I'm on her shoes, I feel like, you know, I'll be bitter with that person who took a video. Gagalit ako, grabe. Itong mga taon to, hinusgahan ako, ginagawang biru yung mga sinasabi ko, ginawan pa ako ng kanta, ni-rap pa, lahat ginawa, kung sino-sino umacting, nakagaya ko. I was so humiliated. I'm thinking, if I'm like that person, you know, somehow there will be unforgiveness. But you know what? I thank God that God is moving in every hearts of every student, in every heart of everywhere else, anyone. And I thank God because this lady, you know, gave her life to Christ. She's saved. You know, she surrendered her life to God. You know, she committed everything to God. And from then on, she started to understand that forgiveness is really about decision. It's not about just a feeling. I'm telling you, kung itong babaeng to, hanggat nararamdaman niya, every time may lumalabas siya, hindi mo alam, may mukha ba akong maiharap? Because of the sensation. But she was willing to forgive. And it was a decision. And can we just show? I'm following her on Twitter. Okay, on Twitter. And she said, I'm at the Victory Weekend. It's my precious time with God. I'm born for this. I want to tell you, students, come on, let's give God a big hand. I like what she said, I'm born for this. I believe in my heart that every student in this place, you are not born for bitterness. You are not born for unforgiveness. You are not born to have that hatred, anger, that insecurities, you know, causing pains in your heart. But I believe that you are born to forgive people because you were forgiven. Because there's a God who forgave us. In fact, the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances that you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. You know what's the point? The point is the forgiven forgives. If you know in your heart that God forgave you on your sins, I don't think you have all the reason why you have to nurture or to hoard any bitterness against the person, whoever they are, kung gaano man ang ginawa nila sa'yo, just to hurt them back. Because first and foremost, it is God who forgave your sins. In fact, Romans 5:8 says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Think about that. While you were still sinners, while I'm still sinner, Christ died for me. Christ died for us. Think about that. We are offending a God who is holy. Every time nag-iisip tayo ng malaswa, na hindi maganda, nagmumura tayo sa isip natin, mamatay ka na sana. Masagasaan ka sana. Sana malasin ka sa buhay na to. Sana ganito ang mangyari sa'yo. But have you ever realized that there is a God who forgave us? That's why we can also forgive other people. Because it's never a feeling, it's a decision, and it's a strength, and it's an offensive weapon for all of us today. The forgiven forgives. You know, if you are saying today, you know, I still have this pain, I still have this hatred in my heart, I can't forgive. Just think of what God has done for you and me. That He sent His own Son, Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven. He nailed it on the cross already. Because the Scripture tells us that He is mine to avenge. You don't worry about that. You are my son, you are my daughter, I love you, I know what you're feeling right now, I know what you are going through right now. Leave that to me. It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. Would you bow your heads and let us pray? You know, if you are here today and you're saying that, you know, I wanna, yes, you're right, Jeff. I'm hurting until now. There are people who cause me pain, who cause, you know, somehow I felt like I was betrayed. You know, if you are here today and you want to let God, you know, just take it from here. You know, leave everything to God. And somehow you're here today. You want to tell God, Lord, forgive me because there's bitterness in my heart. Lord, until now, I cannot forgive the person who hurt me. Lord, hanggang ngayon, hindi ko makalimutan yung ginawa ng magulang ko sa akin. Lord, hanggang ngayon, hindi ko makalimutan yung ginawa nitong taong to sa akin. Lord, inabuse niya ako. I was molested. I was brutally, you know, hurt. Would you be honest to God and tell God, Lord, I need you, Jesus. God, I need to experience your forgiveness so that I can forgive these people who hurt me. And you're saying to God, that's me. I have this unforgiveness and bitterness. Without anyone looking around, at the count of three, I want you to just raise up your hand. If you're that person, I want to pray for you. One, many people are already lifting up their hands. Two, three. Just lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. Yes, thank you. All across this room. I want to pray for you right now. I want to lead you to Christ right now. Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord God, we are bringing every pain, every betrayal, every disappointments, every hurt, every bitterness, every unforgiveness at the foot of the cross of Christ. And Lord, I pray, God, that you will heal every broken hearts, Lord God, right now, wounded hearts right now. I pray, God, that you're going to release forgiveness, Lord, so they in turn can release forgiveness to those people who hurt them. Lord, I pray, help us understand, Lord God, that forgiveness is really about decision. It's really a strength, Lord God, that comes from you by your grace. And it's our weapon, Lord God, to win in life, Lord. God, I pray, Lord God, that they will never, ever remember any lies of the enemies, Lord God. Lord, I pray, God, that you're going to heal them, Lord God, today. Heal my brother and my sisters right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for you are right here in this place. Amen.